ago, you dropped a full sheet of plywood on someone's face. No, I didn't. No, I didn't, right? I definitely did, but I don't remember it. You know, he insisted that I go through this set of steps with him, and you know what? There was a part of me that wanted to tell him to go fly a kite, like absolutely, right? I was like, I already did this, like I'm sober, like leave me alone, right? But the better part of me, Bobby, seen the glow in your eye, the way that you absolutely love everything, you love your life. Like, I've never met a man that's so positive, and just the way that you are. Like, I've never seen somebody love life genuinely as much as you do. Right? And I thought, you know what? The worst case scenario, I'm gonna waste 12 hours of my life. And the best case scenario, I'm gonna be like Bobby. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, everyone wants to be like Bobby, right? Like, why wouldn't you wanna absolutely love your life? Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, step one's our thinking, right? So every abnormal drinker has that idea that we can control and enjoy our drinking. And for me, that was something that I still carried until I did that set of steps, right? That I could. That was a reservation for me. Now, once I did that and I jumped right into the solution and realized that I had to live in my heart daily, you know, like, the best things that I've ever learned in life, Bobby taught me, right? And that's absolutely amazing. Like, for real, right? I never knew that I was able to love my life as much as I do today and love myself and forgive myself for everything that I've been through. I actually show up to work 5 days a week, you know, like, and I'm not spending half the day in the porta potty. You know, I wake up, I'm happy, you know, even, you know, I've let go of so much. I genuinely love my life today, and I love my life today because of you, Bobby. I love you. Come get your medallion.
Right on. Right on. Hi, everybody. I'm Ron, and I'm an alcoholic. Happy birthday, buddy. Oh, my God. I'd like to welcome anybody new, anybody coming back. Welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, if you're a little bit shaky, you don't know what this is all about. It's about sobriety. You know, and if you think it's about drinking, it's not. If you think sitting here thinking about it's about quitting drinking, and drinking is the problem and all that, it's not. And I'm just going to explain it just really quickly about it. I met Bobby a year, about 10 and a half months ago. And I shared at this meeting, and I shared for, I don't know, 40 minutes. And he came up to me after the meeting, and he said, hey, he says, I need some help. I want to know this. I want to know this stuff. And we started this journey. You know, if you have everything not going your way and you don't see any way out, you are basically just struggling. Just we were talking about today, just struggling just to try to just understand this. I hope that I'm going to make it just a little bit easier for you. See, because that's me. That was me sitting in the back of the room, not knowing what an alcoholic is. I bet you half the room doesn't even know what an alcoholic is. I didn't know what an alcoholic was. I thought it was somebody down on Main Street. And that's the way I was headed. I'm a longshoreman. I was making it down to Main Street. I was an alcoholic. I didn't know an alcoholic has two things, two symptoms, and he has two things going. If you can't stop and if you can't control it, means that you're an alcoholic. Means that you're suffering from an illness that only a spiritual solution can fix. So if you can't stop and control it, means you're an alcoholic. I didn't know that. But I sat at the room and I tried my hardest to try to get this. And I was willing to pay anything to get this. But I wasn't getting it. I was staying sober. I was miserable. I was coming to meetings. Right? I went back to treatment center, miserable. Every single day I was miserable, even in sobriety. So what changes? What gives? Like, really? I had to pick up the big book. And that's what changed my life. I didn't know what the problem was. I didn't realize that the problem was my thinking. And my thinking got me to the alcohol. It's not the alcohol. My thinking would get me there and it would say, yeah, okay. Okay, I'm going to drink. Okay, no. I'm not going to drink. How about I don't care? I'm drinking anyways. But it comes from the mind. There's not one person who could talk to me after this meeting. Not one of you can come up to me and ever tell me that your heart thought it was a good idea to have a drink. I know why you're here tonight. I know how you all got here tonight. Your heart got you here. It wasn't your thinking, because your thinking would say, hey, I got a girlfriend. I'd rather be with my girlfriend. I'd rather be at a movie. Your heart got you here. God got you here tonight for Bobby's cake. So I didn't know what the problem was. It was my thinking. I didn't know what the solution was. I traveled everywhere to find this solution. Little did I know, if you read the big book, the first 103 pages, it'll tell you exactly where God is. Not who God is, but where God is. It talks about our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a place which is indeed miraculous. Oh my God, that means I don't have to rely on my sponsor to get all these answers. I don't have to phone somebody every single day to find out if I'm doing it right or wrong. I actually have the solution within me. Oh my God. I didn't know that. And not only did I know that, I read the book and I found where God is. It's in our hearts. Deep down in every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. It talks about our members have tapped an unexpected inner resource, which they presently use as a power greater than themselves. God's within us, and it's in our hearts. And I always had the solution, but I always relied on the problem, is my thinking. And then it brought me to the rest of the work. If here's a thing for everybody, old-timers, newcomers, doesn't matter. If you've done step 1, 2, and 3, and if you see life exactly the same, you've done it wrong. Because right at the end, it says, we are reborn. You need to see life different. And if you're not listening to your heart, and if you don't see life different, even by steps 1, 2, and 3, maybe I would redo steps 1, 2, and 3. Because you need to have the solution. I need to have the solution. My life depends on it. And so did Bobby's. So, of course, he had to get the loudest guy in AA and ask me to sponsor him and help me with the steps. And I help people like very quickly, because people's lives depend on it. And I'll tell you why. Is because I help on my sobriety dates, November the 3rd, 1988. So I'm coming up to 31 years this year. Right? You know, and that doesn't make me any special than anybody in this room. I'm no different than anybody. But are you being teach love in this program, from the program, about loving you? Because if you aren't, you might want to think about who's helping you through these steps. This is about loving you. And I didn't know that. I hated myself, and I hated everything I was doing. So did Bobby. So I'm at him, and I can just tell you, I got a few minutes. I know I do. He told me I do. So he was on house arrest, and you name it. He was on house arrest. He had to do community service. I know he doesn't mind me saying it, because I'm going to say it anyways. I told him. So he's on house arrest, and right away he gets to his head. Like, even just for a second, I'm like, oh, let's not go there. Let's just go with the heart. His house arrest, you can talk to him, was the best thing that ever happened to him in his sobriety. I said, you're going around helping so many people and taking so many people through the steps. I said, why don't you sit back and just enjoy it? Enjoy it. And I said, the newcomers will come to see you. I said, the girls will come to see you. The guys will come to see you. They will want this program of action, the 12 steps, in 12 hours. And is that even possible? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. If we can get you to your heart, the steps, the big book, you're headed the right way. And that's what I told Bobby, and it was the best time of his life. So then he had to do, I don't know, something like community, I don't know, something. And he was kind of like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, you know what? I think what would be a really good idea is maybe go to one of these clubs and try to help them out. Just see if that happens. So then he got a list, and there's one of the clubs. He had the time of his life doing community service. So I don't care what the, why I'm telling you this is I don't care what your situation is. And it talks about it in the big book. It doesn't matter what's going on with you. And believe me, it's probably pretty bad if you're sitting in this room, because it was pretty bad for me too. It doesn't have to be like that. And I'll tell you just before I end and give Bobby his cake, is you guys gave me something. And you guys gave me something that I always, 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 always remembered from the day I sat at the very back. You guys gave me one thing and one thing only. And it's the name of the group, and it's Hope. And if you can give hope to an alcoholic, you're giving them everything. So why don't we just reach out and give somebody hope through the 12 steps, that they don't ever have to live in their heads, even for a second any longer. And let's work these steps in our lives. And you know what? Let's have an amazing, amazing life, regardless of what's going on around you. Thanks for my sobriety. Happy birthday, buddy. Oh, okay. I guess. No. Okay. Hey, I love you, buddy. There you go. Hi, Bobby.
That guy's pretty loud, eh? Yeah, so, I guess you heard a bit about my story. I've shared about my story a bit before, right? And, I came to treatment, 3 years ago now, actually. 3 years ago. I end up relapsing every year and then always got sober in a day. But, I went to treatment and, I came from Calgary in the car, living in my car, had like nothing left in my life. Everything was gone, right? Everything's gone. I remember living in that car and it was just like, what am I doing now, right? At least I did land a job, met my buddy Matt there, and talked to him about this. It's just hilarious because I can't even show up to work on time, and I lived in the car and slept outside the job site, right? At least the best thing though is I met him and I met this other guy that we're sober, you know. This one guy, he used to be some crazy gangster guy, and he's like now like gardening and he's got kids and he's just super happy, and I was like, wow. And he told me about being powerless, right? And you know, it started like my journey into AA, right? And really, it did start in treatment, right? Which absolutely did not work, but I fell in love with AA, right? I just didn't know what it was about, you know? I knew that I belonged here. I knew I needed this help because I did not want to live the way I was anymore. I just couldn't get better. I could never get better. I couldn't stop drinking. My life just kept going downhill, and it just was a mess, right? And, I went to treatment, got out, lasted about a month, and relapsed, right? And was out drinking for who knows how long, back to May. And then I knew that the solution was in the steps, but I didn't understand the steps. And the thing is about like anything that we know through the steps, so we're gonna know about whatever we get to know is what we think we know and what we're gonna apply, right? But like if I don't understand this, then I'm just trying to fix the problem with the problem, right? Mm-hmm. And it never worked. Like I didn't get it. You know, I had like 6 months sober. I'm trying to work with other people. I've got a sponsee or two, and nothing's working. I'm still going crazy, right? But I knew that the solution was in the steps, and I don't know how, but like I couldn't stop drinking for 20 minutes. At least when I started the steps, I stopped drinking. I didn't go to treatment again, and you know, I thought I had it, right? But I was like, it's got to get better than this, right? And little do you know, again, I go back out drinking, and this is just when things just went to absolute shit, right? And I did know, again, like the solution is in the steps, but what am I gonna do, right? And I remember I text like Joey at, I was up for like 3 days, and like, I was like, you know, I need some help, man. And it was like 2 weeks later, I came to Hope Group, right? And I was still like when I say I couldn't stay sober for like 20 minutes, I just like just get baked all the time, right? I just couldn't stop, right? No matter what it may be, whatever, like I'm not gonna get into the other stuff, but I just like, I'd come here and I'd smoke a joint on the way here, right? I'd be like, just always that restless, irritable discontent. I was miserable all the time, and I didn't know how to stop it. And I seen Joey, right? And he's like, hey, when are we doing the steps, right? And I was like, well, I don't know. He's like, come by this weekend. And again, show up like baked out of my mind. He's like, did you just smoke joint? I was like, yeah, I can't stop. And he's like, oh, whatever. Like, we started the work. And for some reason, after that, I stayed sober. I don't know why, but I stayed sober after I left this place. And I remember sitting on my balcony and, like, finally felt like, okay, like, this is going to be it. This is going to be okay, right? And you know what? I'm working 10-hour shifts. I'm going to a meeting every day, and I'm just going insane. It's like a month and a half sober, and I remember calling Joey or seeing him, and I'm just like in tears. I'm like trying to go through this step four, and I'm like going to work, and I'm losing it on people. I used to be really angry. Like, I was pissed all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a lot different today, but I was so angry, and I just broke down in tears. I was like, Joey, I need help, man. Like, I'm trying to do this for, and I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I keep causing harm. I don't know how to fix it. And I just don't want to relapse. Like, I don't want to relapse. I don't want to drink again. Right. And, I don't know. Like a chain of events happened. I went to court and it got adjourned, and I was like, oh, let's go to North Van, go to the North Shore Lounge Club. And someone's like, oh, there's this meeting on the beach, right? And I was like, sick. So I go to this meeting, and then I see this guy, right? And yeah, and you know, I get his card and give him a call. I'm doing my four again, and working on my four, and I call him in the middle of it, right? Because, you know, we're seeking ease and comfort, whatever it may be. I just can't stay focused, right? And I call him, and he offers, like, yeah, let's do the steps in 12 hours, right? Do them in 12 hours. And I was like, what? Like, that's crazy. Okay. Like, and I was like, you know, is it like the boot camp? No, it's just 12 hours. And I was like, all right, I'm doing a set of steps, but can I do them? He's like, of course you can. And you can figure out what you want to do after, right? And I was like, all right, like, when can I start? And I think I'm, you know, getting up at 5 a.m, going to go through 12 hours of steps. And, you know, I wake up and start it right away, right? And you know, of course, I just did the steps 1, 2, and 3, did my 4, sat down, finished it. And then, because I wanted this, I really wanted this, you know, I could not live like that any longer. It's not even I wanted to stop drinking. I just wanted to stop being nuts, like absolutely nuts, right? And, you know, you heard Shay talk about it, you heard Ron talk about it, that thinking, like, I'm always stuck in my head and I'm just miserable, right? It was insane. And you know what, like, I went through that set of steps and something changed, right? I don't know what it was, and I don't know how to explain it, but something changed, and I was so happy. And and I just knew that I got to keep doing this, keep applying this, keep studying it, and learn how to live this life even more, right? And give it to other people. Like, that's important. That is so important, right? And I mean, I'll like break it down a little bit, is the fact, like, you know, we have that spiritual malady. We're always restless, irritable, discontent. It's not even sometimes. I'm always restless or always irritable, always discontent. Even today, if I'm not applying this work, I suffer from that, right? I'm just unhappy, right? And then in turn, I'm always stuck in my head. I'm always in my thinking mind, right? And you can't get out of your mind without some sort of solution, because if that's the problem, I'm always restless, irritable, discontent, and I'm in the problem, what am I supposed to do? Right? Mm-hmm. How am I supposed to stop? Because if I'm thinking about drinking, I'm going to drink, and then I'm going to be restless, irritable, discontent again. It just goes in a vicious cycle, and I just want this to stop, right? So what do, right? We get into a solution, right? We get a solution here. And what's the solution? God, higher power, whatever, right? But the most amazing thing, and Ron talked about it too, is where God is, right? And it's in your heart. And that's amazing, right? Because I didn't know that. And without even knowing that, I keep trying to fix the problem with the problem, even by the time I'm down here or whatever. Seriously, I'm still stuck up here because I don't even know how to listen to this. And your heart is always talking to each and every one of you. We just choose not to listen to it, right? We choose to listen to this. Can't differentiate the truth from the false. I'm listening to my thinking instead of my heart, right? And we need to get to a point where our heart is louder than our head. Right, and thank God I had a sponsor that's louder than my thinking. Right? Seriously, it was amazing. Right, but one time I get a solution. I know what the solution is. I actually make the decision to actually live in my heart every day. I need to live in my heart every day. I don't want to be like that anymore. I don't want to be in the problem. I don't want to be restless, irritable, discontent, which is the unmanageability, that spiritual malady. That is unmanageable. mm-hmm. right? Not that my job or whatever it could be. It's how I'm feeling inside, and it sucks, right? So I make this decision. I want to live in my heart every day, and I have to have faith in myself that I'm going to be okay, mm-hmm. right? God's in my heart. I'm going to live with God, but I need to have faith in myself. And it says that faith has to work 24 hours a day in and through us, or else we perish, mm-hmm. right? I need to have faith. Like when that house arrest started, my God, I did not have that faith. And I was depressed. I was like, I know these steps. What's going on? I'm studying them. I'm relying on God. What do I do, right? And I started talking to Ron about the faith. And he's like, oh my God, why did we not talk about this? I need to have faith that I'm going to be okay. And wow, what does that change? You know, it says faith without works is dead. So I know I'm going to be okay, because what's the difference between today and yesterday? Absolutely nothing but my thinking. That said, I come to this realization, oh my God, life's actually pretty sweet. I know I'm on house arrest, but life is awesome right now. Mm-hmm. And then what do? I need to apply action, right? I start studying this work. I start taking people through the work, right? Mm-hmm. And that goes even with the rest of the work. Like I get here, right, through the four, whatever. We get the four lists of resentments, fears, sex, and harms. But it's what do I learn about it in that five, right? What do I learn about my resentments? Mm-hmm. I've been getting out of fives and then I still get resentments because I'm still blaming people. I'm still blaming you, right? Today I can't blame anyone because it has to do with me. Resentments have nothing to do with anybody else other than me, mm-hmm. and the way that I blamed everybody else and the way that I was reacting, right? Mm-hmm. And those reactions is what's blocking me from my heart, right? How am I reacting? Through all these defects. I'm getting angry. I'm trying to control you. I'm manipulating you. I'm insecure, right? It's just nuts. And that's how I'm always reacting. And so I keep getting resentments unless I know this. I know this. It's impossible to get a resentment today because I know it has to do with me. I can't blame mm-hmm. anybody else. I can't react this way because once we get through that work, sure, now I get to think and know about my defects of character, right? But bam, I'm going to act out. But with God's help and a new action, it will be removed, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of judging you, right? I can actually judge with love and be understanding. Am I going to be judging you anymore? No, I'm being understanding, right? And that's how we get that help from God, right? We need to be living in like steps 2, 3, step 7, step 9, 10, 11, 12, every single day, mm-hmm. right? It sounds like a lot, but when we apply it, it's like, why not? Like, why would I not want to live in these steps every single day? Right? It's absolutely amazing the life that we get here. And I never thought that I'd get something like this. I thought it was just get sober, boom, come to these meetings. The meetings are going to keep me sober, and that's it. But no, we get an amazing way to live here, right? So, you know, a lot of people are new here, a lot of people aren't. But, like, if anyone's struggling, let's get into this work, right? Mm-hmm. Because we can't sell ourselves short of just such an amazing life. And sure, things do come up. We do get problems. But how are we going to deal with it? And the solution is always in the steps. Mm-hmm. If I fall back on this stuff through anything, we can move on. That's why we say a day at a time, right? We get a day at a time because we have to deal with these problems right away. I used to have problems build up and build up, build up. I don't know what to do with it anymore, right? But we get to deal with this now, and then we get to walk free. Mm-hmm. All right, so I love you all, and thank you so much for my sobriety.
Right on.